A Japan Airlines A350 Airbus burst into flames as it came into land at Tokyo's Haneda Airport, which is Japan's busiest. It had just arrived from northern Japan with 379 passengers and crew on board. Video from inside the cabin shows relative calm. There was no fire in there, apparently. Dramatic pictures on social media show evacuation chutes deployed and people escaping and then running for their lives.
And that plane was carrying aid. Struck yesterday.
Local mayors are calling the quake devastation that has leveled their towns catastrophic, with scores of houses flattened and shortages of food, fuel, and water. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Hitachi Ota City, Japan.
A crash that killed two outside a theater in Rochester, New York, is being investigated by the FBI as possible terrorism. Our Elaine Keanu has details.
The discovery of the gas canisters, say police, prompted the FBI to join the investigation. And CBS News has learned terrorism may be a possibility in the incident and that it is being investigated.
A Colorado mother accused of murdering two of her children appeared in court.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. 35-year-old Kimberly Singler appeared at an extradition hearing here in London yesterday. The Colorado Springs woman faces multiple murder and assault charges over the deaths last month of her 9-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son and the wounding of her 11-year-old daughter.
Correspondent Carissa Lawson tells us hundreds of people with ties to Jeffrey Epstein could be exposed today.
Court documents containing the names of more than 150 people with ties to Jeffrey Epstein could be unsealed as early as today. They're expected to contain the names of former Epstein employees, sex abuse victims, and others, including several prominent figures.
If you have old 1996 calendars stashed away, you can use them again this year. 2024's dates align identically with those from 1996. Both years began on a Monday, and 1996 was a leap year with 366 days, just like 2024 is. And the most popular calendars from 1996 had to do with the most popular TV show then, Home Improvement, and they're going for big bucks on eBay now. Pam Anderson was Lisa on Tool Time. Her calendar's going for $150. Debbie Dunning, who played Tool Time girl Heidi on the show, was signing her calendars on TikTok. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot should be determined today. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee meets to decide which names will be on Wisconsin's April ballot. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission threw out a complaint to keep Donald Trump's name off the ballot. Democratic activist Kirk Bangstad says he intends to take his case as far as the Wisconsin Supreme Court. A recent study shows Wisconsin has the second highest number of crashes between vehicles and animals of any state in the nation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there were 57 fatal crashes involving live animals in Wisconsin since 2017. Only Montana ranked higher. Most crashes between vehicles and animals happen at night. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wausau police are looking for a man who robbed the R store on Friday night. It happened just before 10 p.m. on December 29th. Officers responded to a silent alarm at the R store on North 3rd Street. The suspect requested to purchase Black and Mild cigars, then showed the employee what they thought was a handgun in a plastic bag and demanded money. The employee handed over the money and the suspect fled on foot. The man is described as a slender black male. At the time of the robbery, he was wearing a black gown that reached his ankles, a black hooded winter jacket, thin blue knit gloves, and his face was concealed with a white cloth. If you have any information on this incident, please contact local law enforcement. There's no bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge this week. The usual Wednesday bingo is canceled for January 3rd. Also, when school is canceled due to weather, bingo will also be canceled. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We're here to treat you good. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Seth Havager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. Happy New Year. We're going to kick things off right with a new friend of ours. We got Brittany joining us to talk weather. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Brittany, how are you? This
resolutions?
Only ones that I'm trying to figure out. Only ones. Do I really want to do this? Do I really want to go all in on it? I'm trying to figure that out.
You get a week, maybe, to figure it out before you have to get in.
It's that gray area. It's that gray area the first week of the year. Brittany, do you have any? Any resolutions?
I do. Ooh. You know, I was trying to think of some, but I really couldn't. I couldn't come up with it in time, so I'm just going to make them as I go throughout the year, I guess. So I
don't know. Nice. Next year.
We should always be improving ourselves, right?
Yes, constantly. We're doing things a little differently here with our weather now. Brittany's going to be joining us in the mornings to catch up with us. And Brittany, for the audience out there, where are you calling us from?
Yeah, so I am located in Wausau right now, but I have a huge history of Wisconsin. Like, I am super passionate about this state and the weather that it brings. Like, I love all of the seasons, so you get to know how passionate I am. But I used to, I'll give you a little bit about me, just so you guys kind of know who I am. But I grew up in a Chicago suburb. Yes, I know, a fib.
Oh, hey, same here, Brittany, same here. Yep.
You too. Yep. All right, cheers, we left.
Yeah.
Goodness, but yeah, so I mean, the first place that I moved to was up in the South Range by Superior, Wisconsin. I was up there for 6 years. I worked in TV, forecasting Lake Superior and all her craziness, so love the lake effect snow, everything that she does up there. Then after 6 years of that, I went over to the Fox Valley. I worked in Green Bay for the official Packer station, forecasted for the frozen tundra for 2 years on television as well. And then I decided I needed a break. TV is a lot. So, you know, I always loved radio. I took radio classes back in high school. All of that, and here I am with Civic Media, so happy to be on your show, meeting new friends. It's a great way to kick off a new year.
Yeah, that's very cool. Thank you for that rundown, Brittany. That's very cool. And we're so happy to have you here, so excited to work with you and get to know you and you to get to know us and our audience a little bit more. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
She's pretty calm today. Mostly cloudy skies, not much going on. Might have to battle a little bit of a breezy wind, but it's out of the southwest, so it's not too bad. We'll gust up to like 20 miles an hour. Overnight tonight, we've got a cold front over Lake Superior. It wants to kind of throw some light snow along the south shore. So for us, that means maybe a few flurries flying around overnight throughout tomorrow morning. May linger into the afternoon, but high temperatures staying colder, of course, into the mid-30s today. Tomorrow will be into the low 30s. And then we're going to start to see a little bit of sunshine by Thursday. So if you're looking for the sun, only Thursday. We have more clouds building in. I know, right? And we've got I'm excited. I love snow. We've got our first snowstorm that we're finally tracking. Wants to hit either Chicago area or Wisconsin. So we're going to keep an eye on that all week. But I'm excited.
Yeah. It'll be nice to have that, I'm sure, especially for all of our winter sports enthusiasts out there, people looking forward to getting some snowmobiling in and that. Great catching up with you, Brittany. Thank you so much for the time. We'll hang out again tomorrow. You have yourself a good one.
Absolutely. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Big thank you to Brittany for joining us. That was fun. That's awesome. Yeah. It's going to be fun to have her joining us and everything. We got a lot to get to, gang. We got good things coming up this hour. We're going to get into it just a little bit. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll have our first of the year.
Nice.
Along with a little information about Misty's in there.
All right.
After that, we are finally going to get into a couple of things that we've been trying to get into for like a week now. I've got, we're wrapping up stories from last year. I've got the 10 oddest Guinness World Records from last year.
Okay. All right.
Got to get to that one. I want to also make sure that in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick off with our good friend. We've got Tom joining us with our monthly veterans update.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Nice. Tom Heiser will be with us. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And then we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. Not too much to cover there, but just a couple things I want to highlight. And after that, things people are tired of rebuying.
Yeah, especially expensive things that shouldn't break down.
Yeah, we got a lot of that.
Right?
We got a lot of that. We got some local good stuff, That Ain't Right stories all lined up for you. Talk about our schedule this week. Plenty to do. How was everybody's New Year's? You guys all have a good New Year's? Melissa, do you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, mine was quiet. We really just kept it very low-key all weekend. Cooked at home. We made shrimp and scallops.
Yum.
For our New Year's meal with rice risotto, which is a rice. That's redundant to say that, but in case you didn't know what risotto is.
Very good. I like that.
It was good. I thought it was good.
Just had a nice evening at home. We were in bed by 9.
I was going to say, you know, was anyone up? Well, my family, we had to be up. Because we were coming back from Appleton Airport, actually, at the time. And when the clock switched over to 2024, we were somewhere between Plover and Rapids. So we did a little countdown. Both, I think Roan had woken up on the way. Yeah. Anders was out, but Roan was awake to do at least that. And then he fell asleep again after we were done, before we got home again. But we were able to do a little countdown in the car as we were coming home. So we got to do our little celebrating.
New Year's is such a adult holiday, but I feel like I haven't really enjoyed a New Year's since I was a kid.
Right.
The idea of getting to stay up late, of trying to stay up late, the idea that you were doing something naughty that you weren't so supposed to do, even though your parents were allowing you to do it.
Exactly.
There was so much about it that, and then now as an adult, it's kind of like, you know, when you're in your 20s or whatever, even, you know, after that, there's some times where you have this event or that that you're looking forward to. Otherwise, it's all what we are just discussing, doing family plans, low-key staying at home.
Right.
I was watching Mystery Science Theater. Yeah.
all good things, you know? These are all good things.
It's funny to me how it's such an adult holiday, but yet, I really don't feel like, I think kids have it celebrated the best. I think they are the best at it.
It's more exciting for them, for sure.
Well, because it's newer and fresher for them. How many New Year's have we been through, guys?
I'm telling you.
Decades.
It does kind of lose its little bit, you know? It's not quite as cool.
I did want to say a shout out to all of our local businesses out there that had great events on New Year's, heard some great things. I wasn't feeling too good, so wasn't able to go out and see some bands, some of the friends I wanted to, but I heard great things and saw some great footage from those.
Great.
Nice job, everybody. It seemed like, you know, we had some things here and there pop up, but overall seemed like a pretty safe weekend, pretty good weekend. We're going to discuss that a little bit more on Wednesday with Sheriff Sean Becker. He'll be with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just remembered that today is Tuesday, and tomorrow is Wednesday.
2 weeks in a row. Messed you guys up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Really.
I got a couple places I want to start, but I mentioned before when we came back from the Christmas break, you know, you do talk radio long enough, you get used to having opinions and the idea that people may want to hear them. Chances are they don't, but you think that they do.
Possibly.
And so I've got some things, but I have something actually. I want to talk about Melissa for a second.
Oh, good.
So
let's embarrass her, yeah.
Because I was checking our station yesterday, making sure everything was running well. Mm-hmm. I'm tuning in, and I got to hear a bit of the Kitchens Open segment, the Best of Kitchens Open segment that Melissa put together yesterday for our show. Really nice work, Mel. Nice job. Nice. I love the added touches you make to that, the intros you add, and that everything sounded really, really good. Very strong, tight production on your end. I really like that. It was fun. Also got me thinking. This show, The Kitchens Open's getting too big. I gotta get my name on it. All right, I gotta attach myself to show. It's Melissa's show and she's earned it. But I need to get. I want to hang on her coattails as best as I can before the show gets too big. So I'm gonna start pitching ideas to you in 2024, Melissa. Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay. I mean, you're in it every week, but
it's not enough. Not enough.
I'll work on that.
No,
brother.
I'm kidding.
The
please.
Kitchen's open, featuring James.
Oh, see, now we're talking.
All things bacon double cheeseburgers and no mashed potatoes, man. We don't want no mashed potatoes on this show.
It's the quickest way to get that show canceled. You keep doing what you're doing and ignore me. Just ignore me. However, I did have one that I was thinking about, and I apologize. I actually went through and tried to listen to a bunch of old episodes. The more I tried to, because I couldn't remember the older ones as much. I don't know if we ever did a show, or you ever did a show on this, Melissa, but why ice cream at night is so much better. why we like certain foods at different times of days more than others in that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's the hottest day of summer or the coldest day of winter. I love ice cream at night. I really do. And I don't
Something about it.
I don't know what it is.
You're
about that.
You're not alone.
No.
Yeah. I got it from my mom and dad. They're the ones that I learned it from and everything.
What's better than a bowl of ice cream on the couch with a movie on or your favorite TV show?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good topic. I want to hear more about that.
Start throwing those kind of things at you, Melissa. Yeah, I'm okay. Discovering more and more about food, and I'm going to start that. I love that show. I did actually want to use all of that as a chance to bring up. Join us next Monday for another episode of Kitchen's Open.
There you go.
And our week to kind of get back to a little bit of the usual, unusual, normal, as close as we get to normal around here. Looking
what
forward
is
to that.
Normal?
What is normal? That's a good one.
We actually
something we do typically.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Normal's not our wheelhouse.
No.
Definitely not. But I do find that interesting though. The food thing and why we like different foods at different times of day or not. My mother has one of those like upscale palates. You know, one of those really ritzy palates and everything. And she'll eat all kinds of food. It doesn't matter.
Right, yeah.
But she's very good with being like wines and a lot of that. We were talking yesterday or the day before. She was telling me she was happy I ate. I heated up a bunch of cold pizza and she was happy I ate it. And I ate the leftovers and all that. And we're talking about it. And I just bring, well, you know, it's you know, next day pizza. It's amazing. And she goes right away, like passionately, oh, you ain't kidding. I just love leftover pizza and all this stuff. And I'm just looking at her like, who are you? I don't even know who you are. I never would have guessed this about her. I've gone my whole life. I didn't know my mother loves cold pizza. Loves
leftover pizza, man.
There's something about certain foods.
Yep.
I don't know if it's, I don't think it's, I think it's something in our brain. I don't think it's necessarily something with our palate.
No, absolutely. It is. Everything stems from the brain stem. That almost worked.
Well, no.
Kevin's hungry. You don't like food. Kevin wants to eat.
Kevin's chiming in.
Seth is talking brain stems.
It must be right after the new year, man. We had some time off, and now we're all, yeah.
These are some of the funnest shows because everybody's got to get their bearings back. And we got to do it all live. We're going to do it live. We're doing it live.
It's not like there's a practice session.
Nope.
There isn't.
We will. I thought this was the practice session.
Oh, wait, we are live. Oh, okay, yeah.
Tomorrow's show will be real solid, real strong. We will take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we'll catch a few glimpses of sunshine early on. Our high right around 33 this afternoon, the wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to 23 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Misty's is back open, everybody.
Yeah.
And we got some information about Misty's for those that did not hear. Just want to read this one more time for everybody. This is coming to us from Misty's Menu Facebook post. I want to thank Melissa for sending this information over to Pam and I so we can get the ball rolling on this and let our audience know last year that all this was going on. We are excited but also a little bit sad to announce that we will be closed December 24th through January 1st. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're back open today, and yes, they are open on Wednesdays. However, a little bit of a change now. Mike and Chrissy Fleischman will be the new owners of Misty's Menu. Mike and Chrissy are a great couple with many, many years of restaurant experience, and have complete confidence they will carry on what they have built for 22 years. The restaurant name, menu, food, and staff will remain the same, with some new and exciting things to come. To say that we will miss our Misty's Menu family and our wonderful customers is a huge understatement, but we will most certainly be around quite often, so you never know when we will show up.
Nice.
Misty and Brian want to thank everybody, and we want to thank them for everything they put into this community, to this station, and all the above. We appreciate them, and looking forward to talking with Mike and Chrissy more.
Yeah.
Like to get them on the air with us. I'd like to talk with them a little bit. I'd like to get a lot more of our local owners, our local business owners on the airwaves with us, just to catch up, see how they're doing.
See how things are going, yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be to promote anything or because they're sponsoring with us. I just want to talk to our local businesses. Get them on the air with us. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us. And give them a heads up, everybody, because we're drawing our winner for December now.
All right, yeah.
So we're going to have a winner going over there to pick up 2 lunches and 2 pieces of pie from our great friends at Misty's Menu.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Not only do we like celebrating with you, but we like getting you free food.
Free food, man. Always good.
We had 31 days in December, and we had 31 entries.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Yes. Love it when that happens. So I need a 1 through 31. And Melissa, I think since Seth had the last week where he didn't have to work or anything, I think that we got to make him work a little bit here. Right? you're gonna be doing some double duty here, okay. Seth. Give me a 1 through 31.
Okay, I'm going to go with the new year we just joined. How about 24?
Nice. Well done. Ooh. All right. And we're also going to need a 1 or a 2 from you.
Oh, let's go with 1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. All right. We can get right into celebrating. And our winner for December's Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club is Roland and Jeanette Mandolin.
Oh, congratulations, Roland and Jeanette.
Roland and Jeanette. Congratulations. Yeah.
Happy anniversary to them. They celebrated their anniversary on December 7th. Congratulations
to
them.
Very cool.
A big thank you to everybody that got us their names and entries for these lists. We really, really appreciate them.
We do.
A big thank you to and shout out and congratulations to Roland and Jeanette.
All right. Enjoy.
Get those birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody. You could be like Roland and Jeanette. You could be winning, getting some free Misties. Send us those birthdays and anniversaries. info@wfhr.com or james.maleff@civicmedia.us. You can message any of our staff that way or direct message us on our Facebook pages, Morse code, smoke signals.
Any way you can do it.
Telepathy works too, I suppose.
Does it? Does it, James?
Right up during the show.
I like Melissa's idea. I think she's got a better idea.
Better than telepathy.
Yeah, it's probably better than telepathy. Although I was getting some things in my head there, but I don't think I could say them. I don't think I could.
Were they from someone else?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think those might have been internal.
It might have been. Let's take a look at our today list of great birthdays and anniversaries. First up, I want to wish a happy birthday to Dan Carl.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Dan.
Birthday, Dan.
Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you, sir. And our qualifier today, Penny Love.
Penny Love?
It's a great name.
Congratulations, Penny.
Yeah, no kidding. And an awesome name.
That's a good name. Yeah.
How do you get the last name Love? I mean, that's so not fair. How do people get some cool last names?
It's you and I with our last names.
I'm telling you.
There's like Love around there.
Yeah, right.
Or there's some names out. That's not fair.
Technically, guys, you can change your name. It just costs you $200.
That's true. But after we've been doing this so long at these names, why would we change now?
My family would just would not even allow me in the room.
No, get out of here.
If I even thought about it.
Changing names.
I wonder if it, do you, I'm sorry, complete side note. I can't help myself. I've always thought that's too high. If you want to change your name, I understand that it involves a lot of like logistics and detail, behind the scenes and everything. But and so I know that a lot of money's for paperwork and those kind of things. But outside of that, I feel like it's your name. You should be able to do what you want with it.
Right. It's depending on how old you are, I guess, it can cause some problems. Mm. With people calling you the old name and having to get that through. And, you know, then, of course, all the legal stuff like you were talking about, that takes a while. But yeah, I know at least one person who's done that. Mm. And and some people still refer to him by his old name just because that's what they were used to.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I'm on my third name now, technically, I guess, in my life.
Wow.
Having been married once and divorced and mm-hmm. then taking what I consider my own name. But I got Christmas cards this year from family members with my maiden name on it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
nice.
They didn't remember my new name, I guess, although mm-hmm. it's been my name for, I don't know, 3-4 years now.
Really?
Now they got that's enough time.
Come on.
They can look me up on Facebook for Pete's
sake. Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting though. Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. That's feedback. Cuba Gooding Jr. celebrating his 55th birthday today as we dive into celebrities.
Okay.
Let's see here. I have to say that in the acting community, he is a telltale. He's one of those telltale stories. Mm. He was an up-and-comer. He was very well received, very well by the industry, and wins an Oscar, and a lot of people thought big things of him. Mm-hmm. You win an award, and that's supposed to be when your career really starts.
Absolutely.
Whether you're 20 or you're 50. And it's so important what you do after that. No more people know your name now than ever before in your lifetime. And I'm not talking about like people that come and see these movies. I mean casting agents, directors, editors, all these people. So what are you going to do next? How are you going to you're going to come out of Jerry Maguire and you the next thing's better be good, better be a hit. It's Snow Dogs. You do Snow Dogs. And yeah, it's one of these things where his career never bounced back. And mm-hmm. obviously he's had some other things, off the field issues, if you will, that have not helped either.
Right.
This happened to Jamie Foxx with doing Ray. Mm-hmm. He saw what happened. The next movie, I'm going to do a big blockbuster. I'm going to do a movie Stealth. There's billions of dollars going into this movie. It's going to be huge. I even accept the Oscar as Jamie Foxx has his head shaved and a tattoo on the back of his neck because his character did. He was filming mm-hmm. at the time. Anybody remember that movie? Anybody?
I didn't even know it was a thing. You said Stealth. I'm like, wait. I don't know. I don't remember a movie making all stuff.
A lot of money and a lot of jets. Wow, yeah. It's unfortunate, but it is one of these things where it's so important what you do, that next pick, that next flick that you do, the next thing you pick. There are actually a number of actors that will avoid projects for 6 months to a year after they win a major award because of the fear of what you do next and it killing your career.
Right.
It's funny. If you get nominated and you do like a bunch of bad movies after that, no big deal. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the expectation it gets put on, so interesting.
Fascinating.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is 24 today.
All of 24. Wow. He established himself as the baseball star, yeah.
If he can stay on the field and keep his head straight, that kid has got such an amazing future.
He does.
He's a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Dax Shepard is 48. Fun actor.
Wow, he's 48?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed
that. He does not look that. No. He's aged quite well.
Yeah, he's a good actor. Mm-hmm. Him and Kristen Bell, of course. Kristen Bell.
Yep, they're married.
They've been married for a long time. Do you see them in a lot of commercials together and everything?
I think that's very cute, actually, that they do that.
It's smart too. They aren't able to do a lot of projects, either one of them. Both of their kind of side projects involve things that don't take a lot of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're able to do things like that, they're not only making a living, but they're able to work together.
Yeah, it's so cool.
And commercial work it's not a huge time commitment.
No.
Mm-hmm. Locals will know this one. Cole Caulfield is 22 today.
Mm.
Caulfield is, of course, a Wisconsinite, born in right a little bit ahead of us in Stevens Point.
That's right.
On the top line of the Montreal Canadiens, a former UW Badger.
Nice.
I think every game becoming closer and closer to be one of the NHL's bigger stars.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, and he's on the right team for it. Like, kid's got a really, really good future ahead of him. Looks really, I'm very excited about what he's going to be able to do
very
going
cool.
forward. Let's see here. Tay Diggs is 52.
Mm.
Good actor.
Very good.
I
underappreciated maybe a little bit?
Yeah. There's certain guys or certain actors that I kind of just shake my head like, why aren't they working more? Wayne Brady, I think, is a good example.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Really, you take anybody from Whose Line. Anybody from Whose Line, like any one of them, and you kind of have to just scratch your head, like, why aren't people using Colin Mochrie more? Why? Really? These guys are incredibly talented.
They're very good, yes.
Taye Diggs, a singer, a dancer, can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a great smile.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
yes,
really.
And he's also
smile.
Very good looking. So, you know, yes, that helps, too.
The man is 52 and he looks younger than I do.
I know. It's just not fair.
Yeah. And let me see here. There was at least a couple others I wanted to mention.
Maybe.
I thought there were. I was almost positive there was. But no, there isn't.
No, all right.
I was going to say one more time, though. Wanted to remind everybody, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yes.
One more time, let's all wish a very happy anniversary last month on the 7th to Roland and Jeanette Mandolin.
Yes. Happy, happy anniversary Roland once again. Yeah.
And you're our qualifiers.
Yeah.
You just want some free Misty's menu. Head on over to Misty's with you and get your two lunches and two pieces of pie for free. Mm-hmm. Encourage it. And a big shout out to Dan Carl.
Dan, happy
congratulations,
birthday.
Congratulations, Dan.
And a big congratulations to our qualifier today, Penny Love.
The coolest name ever. One of the coolest names ever.
Happy birthday,
Penny.
It's a great name. Going to get to our state and local news now. We'll come back, and we're talking 10 oddest Guinness records from last year. That's coming up.
Mm. Oddities. We're so good at that. Yeah, being odd ourselves.
The home of odd, the morning show.
Right in.
WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increases last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. Three people are dead after police say they sped away from a traffic stop in Monona last night. An officer tried to stop a speeding driver, but they drove away. Officers used spike strips to try to stop the car. It caused it to crash, killing all three people in the vehicle. The officers involved are on desk duty while the Department of Criminal Investigation and the Wisconsin State Patrol investigate. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A woman from Wisconsin Dells died in a crash on Saturday afternoon after losing control of her car on I-39. Deandra Jones was traveling north on I-39 near Plover when her Honda Accord entered the median and crossed into the southbound lanes of I-39. A 2015 Dodge Grand Caravan traveling south crashed into her vehicle as it entered their lane. Deandra Jones was transported to the hospital in Stevens Point, where she was pronounced deceased. 68-year-old passenger of the van, Shelley Chitko, received non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the Marshfield Clinic for treatment. The driver of the van, John Pitsley, age 73, was not injured. The southbound lanes of I-39 were closed from approximately 5:30 to 7:30 Saturday evening while the crash was investigated. Auditions start tonight for the winter production at WRCT of The Glass Menagerie. They're at 6:30 at the theater. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey. Why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforstatesport.org.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we'll catch a few glimpses of sunshine early on. Our high right around 33 this afternoon, the wind west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy. We'll drop down to 23 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Hello, you fool.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To kick off the new year, we're going to talk about last year.
Of course we are.
We did have a couple of stories that we weren't able to get to over the last week to kind of wrap up last year, and one of them was the 10 oddest Guinness World Records of the year. I'm guessing that we covered a handful of these over the last year.
We probably did, yeah.
Let's see if we remember any of these. Guinness keeps a database of more than 40,000 records, and someone put together a list of the 10 oddest Guinness World Records of 2023.
All right.
Let's dive right in. The first one, most skips by a cat in 1 minute.
Jeez.
Oh, yes, we did cover this one.
Yeah.
Because they weren't skips, they were jumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we actually watched the video. I don't know what they were. Yeah.
The woman jumped and then the cat jumped. And then got a
the
treat.
Woman jumped and the cat jumped.
And the cat jumped and got a treat.
I really feel like the woman deserved a treat as much as the cat.
Yes. Like, she's well trained by her cat there. Yeah,
it does make you wonder who was there.
Give me some stuff here.
Loudest burp by a female. The record was 107.3 decibels.
Wow.
We also covered this one.
That was loud.
Yeah.
107, that's like, that's getting up there, man.
I mean, there's a certain level where it's just impressive. It doesn't matter what bodily thing you're doing.
We didn't measure it in decibels. We measured it on the Richter scale.
That's equivalent to a power mower.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's one of those.
You're at damage of damaging your hearing over 15 minutes of that level of sound.
Oh, that's incredible.
Glad those burps are short. At least I hope they are. I hope they're short ones. Yeah.
The longest distance full body burn run without oxygen. That's basically running on fire. The record is 272.25 meters or just over 893 feet.
Man, I'd run too if I was on fire. I'll tell you that much.
If I remember the video correctly, the fire went out before he was done running.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that mean he has to do it again?
The stop, drop, and roll thing.
Yeah.
Now that would be a good one. Mm. How quickly you stop, drop, and roll, how quickly you put the fire out.
Yes.
See, now that would be an interesting record. I think they should try that
That's
one.
That's the short of a time.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems my kind of record.
Seems smarter.
Yeah, it seems like a very smart record.
Very
that seems
record.
Like a really good one to do. The longest tongue on a living dog.
Yeah. No thanks.
The record is 13.9 centimeters, which is almost 5.5 inches long.
That's no thanks. Long
and
tongue.
Every inch of it lovable. All of it.
Oh, come on now.
Wonderful dog. There are no
Moving
ugly
on.
Dogs.
All right. Tongues, not something that should be discussed in polite company.
No.
Anyone's tongue.
No.
No one's tongue. Okay. It's just weird.
I'm with that. I was thinking about this with my papa passing. He's one of the more kind of balanced, quote unquote, kind of normalish guys you'll ever know, and everything very standard and all that.
Even keel, yeah.
Yeah, except his food choices. The man loved tongue. He like liver and onions,
like cow tongue.
Yeah,
yes, cow tongue,
all that stuff and everything. I remember it was yesterday, man. My nana making it in the house, smelling like crazy, and it was just for him. Like her and I would eat pasta, and he'd just be sitting there.
Liver and onions. Yeah. Oh man, what a smell!
Oh, it's somebody's cooking it right now. That's how much I can smell it. that I was thinking about that the other day. I was looking at. There's a number of world records for that too. Of like eating the most tongue or something.
Yep.
The record is one. The red.
You see a cow's tongue? They're big.
Huge. Most spoons balanced on the body. The record is 88.
Okay. Do the old trick of the, getting some moisture on there and cut. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they just need to try again with a bigger body. They get more spoons.
Yeah, yeah. The guy doing it looks so unhappy. He looks like he's like somebody's making
him. He's concentrating really hard.
No, yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe,
or maybe it's just that someone go to, oh, got to do this again, man.
I like the idea of somebody, who, like, let's say that one, okay? This guy finds out that he can do this and he has this unique talent, but he doesn't really want to, like, talk about it or celebrate. It's like, I don't want any of the people to know about this. And, like, other, just little by little, it starts spreading, and before he knows it, like, the whole world knows that
he's got to do this yeah. then. Yeah, now you got to perform.
This was a trick in college, man. Can we just move yeah, past right. this?
Please. Please.
Most magic tricks underwater in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, but this was a, like, what, 13-year-old girl?
Yeah, it was amazing.
This is a really cool one.
I thought that was cool.
This is, the video's cool. I thought it was cool, too. The record is 38. It was set by a 13-year-old girl who is also an avid scuba diver.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I love the fact that there's, like, an entire genre of records that you can do underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can be, like, the same as an above water one, but now you can do it underwater.
Yes.
Some of the specifics.
How many chainsaws can you balance on your head underwater?
Yes.
Ooh. Like that one. Soon there's going to be space ones now, too, and more people go up to space.
Gosh, yeah. That you really see.
In space.
2024 is going to be wild. This is going to be a wild year. Most couples eating a single piece of spaghetti simultaneously, Lady and the Tramp style. The record is 463 pairs.
Yeah. Weird. Yeah, cute in a movie, an animated film with a dog, a couple of dogs. I'm not watching that in real life. That's
several
weird.
100 people at the same time.
Ugh.
I wonder what it was like cooking all that spaghetti and knowing no matter how hard you work so hard in all this and all they care about is one strand. Like
one strand.
Just doing this all for a bit. I hope they work too hard on that.
Yeah, really.
I think we talked. I know we did. We talked about this before. We were talking about this record. They missed the mark on this, though. It's that the most romantic part of that movie is the dog pushing the nose over the meatball
the
over.
Meatball.
Yeah, that's the yeah.
That's the sweetest part of that.
No, and then I hope they don't do a whole bunch of people doing that. That would really be weird. With their nose.
That I might actually watch.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Get your noses ready.
Oh, man.
Fastest time to assemble a Mr. Potato Head blindfolded. The record is 11.5 seconds.
That one makes sense to me because I don't think you really need, you know, sight to do that. If you know what the different parts feel like, you can put it together pretty quick.
I just want, you know, you have to explain to your 45 and you have to explain to your kids why you're blindfolded and playing with their Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head.
Daddy, I want to play with the Mr. No!
No, I'm working on a record.
This is important to me. I really love the idea too of like it's 1 a.m. Where is David? Where is he? Are you working with that Mr. Potato Head again? This is important, Edith. I'm working.
Only time I can do this uninterrupted.
Once you break the record, like what then?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do with that skill set after that? What do you? Longest mustache on a living person, male. The record. The record is 63 centimeters, which is more than 2 feet.
Ooh, that's a mustache.
Relieved. It's a male.
Yeah. I bet you there is a female category.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Which would be, you know, that's only fair.
Girls can grow facial hair.
That's true. Yeah. Yep. It's true.
Yep. Do you guys ever see a bearded lady at a circus?
No, I never did that when they were still. I mean, that they don't really do sideshows anymore.
No,
but
they don't. But,
for obvious reasons.
I am old enough to remember a little of that.
Okay.
A little of that.
I never did get to see that, no.
The lady that I saw doing it, one of the greatest showmen I've ever seen. Easily.
That's awesome.
That woman commanded the stage. Yeah. Like everybody. And she was up there and she seemed so confident and
Isn't
so
awesome?
Happy to be up there. Like, few people I've seen and just really, like, had a nice beard too. Like a thick one. Fastest 5 meters on a scooter by a parrot.
No, oh, yes.
The We've record is 14.6 seconds.
Birds on bicycles is just fun.
Yeah, yeah. They
I will watch those videos all day long.
Unnatural and awkward to me. I just think it looks weird. They're not used to that. I mean, why? What, man?
I know, but they can do it.
They can.
I like,
and they're choosing to. You can't force them.
True.
I like the idea of we keep doing these Guinness records to animals, and then eventually, like, animals start driving. Like, they just start riding. Not like driving cars. I'm not insane. But bikes.
Yeah. We've taught monkeys and birds and bears how to ride bikes. So, I mean, yeah. Come on.
Well, with the way the environment and some of these things are going and everything, they might be starting to live in apartments next to us and everything. Some of that might go to the grocery store and you see a bear right in line. You know?
We can't argue with them.
No.
They didn't do it. No, it wasn't their fault.
Not their fault.
They're going to look at it. They're going to give us that look. I was like, yeah, there's a reason I'm here.
Yeah, every time you want to complain about a bear in line in front of you taking forever to fill out a check, because you know they're going to fill out checks. You know, that's how a bear is going to handle its finances.
Full of honey and sticky. Yeah, it's just a mess.
They're going to give you a look like you did. It's your fault.
It's all your fault.
Yeah. I know,
I had to evolve to this to stop you guys.
Did you buy enough honey, sir? Jeez. Always running out of honey. Coming back, we'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today, with high temperatures rising into the mid-30s. By this afternoon, we'll be battling a breezy southwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. And overnight, a cold front starts to push in, bringing chances of flurries by tomorrow morning, which could linger throughout tomorrow afternoon. Currently, we're at 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James. I hope you're having a great, great Tuesday out there. I hope you just remembered that that you didn't need me to remind you that it's Tuesday. I know I need to remind myself every break.
Yeah.
Keep thinking it's Monday. Keep thinking it's Monday.
Yeah, it's these holiday seasons, man. They mess everything up, especially when they're on Mondays.
Mm-hmm. We're getting out of the holiday gamut. We've made it. Congratulations, everybody. You did it.
Woo!
All of us made it from really before October, you know, in the middle of October, I would say it starts to set in a little bit. You know, Halloween's around the corner. And if you are thinking of Halloween, you are immediately thinking of every holiday that follows after that.
Exactly.
And knowing what's to come. Mm-hmm. And I'm always always thankful for these early days of the new year, the gray area that it is, where we're kind of all, everybody's almost on the same page. We're all kind of getting our footing back and, you know, jumping and getting used to what's new, what's different. A lot of changes, a lot of things. You know, no matter what, you've got different things going on every given year. And I find that kind of fun. These things that socially we all are kind of almost on the same page of, whether we talked about, it's not, we had a discussion as a society, all of us before, okay, everybody, we're going to take it easy getting into the new year, right? All right, we all agree? Everybody? I couldn't hear the people in the back. You too? Okay, cool. Idaho, what about you? All right, great. We got everybody. We just do this as a society, as a group, as a country, as a world. We kind of do it. It's kind of interesting. There's little things like that. There's stuff like that in society as well, on lower levels or other levels, like your significant other. And trusting them with things. If you're fortunate, the person that you're dating, a long-term dead relationship, or you're married to, or what have you, you're one of your best friends, if not your best friend. And you're going to share things. You're going to share things with your best friend, especially in that scenario. But is it okay? Is it kosher? Is it cool? Like, here's where we're going with this. Is it cool for someone to tell their spouse a secret that a friend told them in confidence?
Ooh, okay, interesting.
If you've been in a serious relationship, you've surely struggled with this. Is it acceptable or unacceptable for a person to tell a spouse a secret that a friend told them in confidence? Like, if your friend, you know, there's examples here. We don't need examples. We're adults. We understand. And they give horrible examples here, too. Like, if your friend robbed a bank. What kind of example is that? That's a horrible example. How many people are in that scenario?
If they robbed a bank, they're caught.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You really can't get away with it. But anyway.
I don't think we need these examples. I'm pretty sure we all understand. I don't need your friend to rob a bank. Hey, Tony, would you mind robbing a bank so I could test this theory? In a new poll, 10% of people say it's always acceptable to tell your spouse something a friend told you in confidence. Another 29% said it's usually fine. On the flip side, 20% of people say it's never acceptable to reveal secrets, even to your spouse. Another 28% say it's usually unacceptable. The numbers were mostly the same across men and women. The main difference was based on age. Younger adults are more likely to be cool with telling their spouse everything, while older folks are more likely to keep their friends' secrets, even from their partner.
Wow, that's interesting. I find that fascinating.
I kind of approach it as, if I tell somebody a secret, I expect them to tell their spouse or significant other. So I don't tell them if I don't want the other person to know.
Or something about your spouse or significant other. Yeah. You know, your wife, man. Oh, jeez. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, no.
Yeah. Or I walk into it as a, okay, I'm going to tell you this. And yeah, you can tell, you know, your person.
I think we're similar on this one, Melissa. I kind of assume that they're going to, but I myself, nope, not doing it.
Really?
Not doing it. I admit that I take friendship a little maybe more serious than maybe more than I should and everything, but I really value confidence. I really value people being able to lean on me, people being able to trust me and talk to me.
Right.
If I tell somebody that I'm dating, chances are they're going to keep it to themselves, and they may not even, oftentimes they may not even know the other person. I've got a lot of friends out of state or out of place, you know, that they may never even run into this person. But it's the act of it. I want, in part because I want my significant other to know they can trust me with that kind of stuff.
Right.
And if I'm sharing, like, my best friend I've had for over 30 years. If I'm sharing stories about him with my significant other, what trust can she have that I'm going to keep her secrets?
Right.
To me, the way I look at it, I'm also very, very weird. And the definition of an overthinker. So I'm not saying that I do things right by any means. I'm just being honest about the way that it is to me. Chris, I'm thinking of Chris here. Anything Chris has ever told me, I've never, anything like that I know he's okay with me sharing, sure. But anything deeper than that, no, not even close. Not even close.
Yeah.
And in part, it was a little bit because it was the reverse with him. So that part I didn't know was like. I didn't feel good about that part of it. I think that's an interesting angle of this. You guys got anything on that?
Well, I think either way is fine. You know, if you have a good partner, You know, and you'd be like you, and you say, no, I don't feel comfortable sharing anything with them. Mm-hmm. Your partner should be okay with that. Be like, yeah, I understand. This is, you were told this in confidence, and that I don't really need to hear it. It's not something that I'm interested in or anything like that. I think that's fine too. I think it's a personal thing, like you were kind of indicating there. It's like it's how you feel about, you know, that sort of, you know, confidence, having that sort of responsibility, I guess you could say, with someone giving you something that they want you to keep secret. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also kind of a case-by-case basis as well.
For sure. I think you're absolutely right.
Let's see what our callers think. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello. So, I happen to be in a fun situation for this conversation, huh?
A unique angle, yes.
Yes. I'm of the persuasion that I just assume that my best friend, who now has a new partner, is going to share everything with their partner, because for me, it's about closeness to the partner, and that takes precedent. Like, I am consenting to, for instance, Melissa telling all of my things that I tell her to Aaron. That's fine by me. She knows that, and she and I kind of have that contract with one another. I say that to my friends as well. I, like, once I have a partner, I reiterate the, hey, just so you know, everything's gonna get passed to this schmuck next to me now.
Right. I like so the contract. I like the contract line too. I like that idea. I like that. That's good. And I think that seems like a bit of the, I don't want to say norm, but a bit of the norm that mm-hmm. there is.
And in
part because too, isn't it important, wouldn't you say, to be able to also share these things with not only your significant other but your best friend or whoever it is? And that's a big part of friendship, is them being able to, you know, bounce these things off of people and being able to vent to people and all that.
Mm-hmm. It's like your best friend's best friend.
I've been in far too many situations where the person doesn't want me to tell my best friend these things, and now it's a red flag because all of those instances turned into abusive ones and controlling ones. And so for me, if I can't even tell the one person I'm closest to, if my, you know, my best friend and my partner can't hear everything, then no.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that part of it. Yeah, that's a really good point. Nicely done. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Have a good morning.
I try.
Best listeners in radio. Appreciate y'all. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. As a quick reminder, our phones are up and running strong. We appreciate our friends over at Solaris and all of our engineers here at Civic Media, making sure that that's all up and running and going. And I mentioned that because tomorrow we'll have Quality Plus Printing joining us with our Wicked Us Award of Wednesday. We have our Star of the Day coming up on Friday, of course. We'll be taking calls for that and all of your phone calls whenever you want to join us, 715-424-2600. Interesting conversation, though.
It really is. And that's one thing that she brought up, the caller brought up, was it's really past history. I mean, that has a lot to your own experience really has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. We wrap up the hour with a runaway dog, and it's local.
Oh.
A runaway dog was reunited with his family in Wisconsin after leading police on a chase on a snowy stretch of highway. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation said its camera first recorded a dog on the westbound Beltline between Gammon Road and Whitney Way last Thursday around 9:30.
Wow.
Traffic jam ensued as emergency vehicles pursued the dog, who continued to flee.
Oh, no.
The dog was eventually captured safely and turned over to animal control. The owners of the dog, named Thor, said that they were on a cruise in the middle of the ocean when Thor escaped while being walked by a neighbor 3 days before he found his way to the highway.
Oh, no.
Thor has been reunited with his family, and he's okay. That's a beautiful, that's great. That's a good story. Mm-hmm. With a little bit of that right in there, as obviously the dog caused a bit of a traffic jam and everything. Yeah. And if you noted, that's, you know, during a holiday week.
Yeah.
Not easy. That's not great.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who know driving in Madison the Beltline is one of the worst. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
The traffic on it is awful.
I guarantee you right now the Beltline is just knucklehead. You know, just it's going to be tough for people. It's the Wisconsin's Dan Ryan. Yes. If you know the Dan Ryan going into Chicago, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Indeed.
But I want to take a moment to just to shout out these owners. The name Thor for a dog is fantastic.
That's great.
It's
That's
a great, great name
That
for
is very
a dog.
Cool, yeah.
That's a really good name for a dog. I like that. And a shout out to those officers, of course.
Of course.
Everybody working really hard on that one. The dash cam video of it is actually a little, like it catches you. It's good to know how the story ends because it gets you a little nervous
a little
when
scary,
you're watching
yeah.
it at first and everything. That's a good one, though. A shout out to them. And as long as we're talking animals, we are just days away. Of course, Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by our friend Madison Rafter with our Pet of the Week. Woo. I almost said our wicked awesome Pet of the Week. I almost
Hey, you know, you're not wrong.
You're right. Yeah, it's true.
All the days are just blending together
they
now.
They really are. Our wicked awesome Star of the Day Pet of the Week.
Put them all together. One big thing, yeah.
It's that'll be with us Thursday. Looking forward to that. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have our monthly veterans update. Tom Heiser going to join us with that coming
all
up.
All right.
On the morning show here at WFHR, we are locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.